We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Got a message this morning from Veronica. Man, sitting here really early in the morning thinking about the mass shootings. Depending on your math, ...60-plus mass shootings. One entity says 186 mass shootings. Someone said 16 mass shootings in the last week. Mass shootings, four more people shot, I guess. Regardless, the number is disgusting and tragic. All those wonderful adjectives. And I got a note from Veronica. We got to get into this groove of this constant stream of mass shooting, gun control, mass shooting, gun control, more guns, more guns, more guns. We now have millions more guns on the streets. And by the way, human nature dictates that. Look, man, I don't trust the cops. I don't trust mall security. I don't trust security at the business. I'm bringing a gun. Bam. I'm putting a gun in my purse. I'm putting a gun in the car. I'm putting a gun in my desk. And here we sit. Veronica writes, "Well, Marty, another day, another shooting. Are we that broken as a nation? Are we that angry that we have nowhere to take our pain? We used to be able to talk to one another. We used to be able to be civil and know how to be reasonable, rational adults with dealing with one another. Currently, this society has become one in which we just cancel one another." Man, that's good. "We eliminate each other with our words, matter, and deeds. It's unfortunate that our deeds are those which are permanent. These guns spew real bullets." It's beautiful stuff, Veronica, if you're listening. "People bleed real blood. This isn't a video game. This isn't a cartoon. People are going to get up. You just can't reset your console. I don't know if this can be undone. There's an underlying threat of hate. It's almost palpable. It has a life of its own. It feeds on this hate, this violence. My mother was a good woman. She fed the masses. She believed in love, and with it, you could move mountains. It's this belief that I share and pass on to my children. Isn't that why you and your wife have children, a gift of love, a brighter tomorrow? We have to stand together for our children, Marty. We and our friends, their friends must unite. There are more of us than those that are committing these atrocious acts of violence. They are not going to win. Love will triumph. Magnificently, wildly, passionately, it has power. It has God. Thanks, Marty. Just my belief." Veronica. And then she writes, "Love ain't grand. It's all there is." Beautiful stuff. Veronica, if you're listening, I'd like to hug you. Man, I had to grab my favorite pastor, James Hogan, who's in the rocks. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, my brother. I'm doing well. How are you?
I don't know these days with the bloodshed. And I grab you because you have such wisdom. You have such a great spirit and a soul. Plus, not to be a jag off about this, but this isn't new or news to you. You're the pastor of a church in an environment that has seen its share of bloodshed and death. Are you not, sir? Is it not?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I don't want to say I'm callous to it, but I'm more used to it than I wish I were.
How many, roughly, members of your congregation have you lost to murder, sir? Murder.
Over the years, actual members, we've only lost a couple, but we've lost family members of people that are in church and teenagers that weren't old enough to join the church and that we were ministering to. It's, you know, I live in what used to be called the McKees Rocks Terrace. It's called Myers Ridge now. And we have bullets flying all the time, sadly.
No,
one came in through my house.
All the time, right?
Yeah, a bullet came into my house a couple months ago through my wall.
And let me say the beauty of this is my man, Stan Strong, even stronger, sent me a amazing photograph of a bigger church because the congregation is bigger, so the message is stronger and louder, and you're reaching more folks with a message of hope, are you not, sir?
Yeah, that's why I feel a little bit discombobulated, because there's a lot of bad things going on, but there's a lot of good things going on as well. And we find that on this tail end of this pandemic year, with the craziness that's going on around the country, people are desperate to hear a message of hope and to find a body that builds them up and gives them a place to fellowship and not be entangled in the mess. And so it's actually been good for us. But you kind of hate to say that when some of your friends have lost their businesses and many of my friends have lost their churches and stuff like that.
He sent me a pic this morning of his new building where they plan to grow. And I guarantee him and I promise you that we will help with that growth and that fundraising in the effort to grow your message, because your message is very clear. We can make it better. How can America, you're very intuitive about social issues and the climate of hate. And what Veronica said, we cancel each other out. Why? What's going on and how do we address it, sir?
Yeah, you know, there's a pervasive message that has been out there for about two decades now, that everybody's a victim. And it used to be, you know, pull yourself up by the bootstraps and you can do it. And now it's, if things didn't go your way, it's because you're being picked on, you're isolated. And then politically, we created this atmosphere where most people won't talk about politics because they're afraid that if somebody sees something different than them, they don't get an argument or a discussion about it. They get actual hatred launched at them. And we didn't used to be that way. We used to be able to have conversations. And I think if we can't get back to where we can recognize that everybody's cut from a different cloth and we think differently, but that the solutions most often lay somewhere in the middle, not out on the fringes. And so if we can't have conversations, we can't even find where the middle is.
I'm convinced that the mass shooters find their solace in the church of hate, and they join other members of this evil, dark congregation of haters by looking at, oh my gosh, look at all these other people releasing their anxiety this way. I can do it. Don't you think one crime brings on another, inspires another, sir?
Oh yeah, and it's not just crime that does it. There's a social media could be such a blessing, just like the internet could be such a blessing. But I deal with a lot of confused youth, and I've had a lot of teenage girls that go to sites that tell them about how to deeply cut themselves and talk about different methods of suicide and all this mess. It's like there's this underground evil that's just trying to push this mess into people that are confused and tell them that lashing out in hatred and lashing out at yourself in hatred are wise and acceptable ways to behave, instead of trying to help these people find help, they're trying to capitalize on their pain.
Woman I love who listens, and I'm not going to name her and I'm not going to talk about the circumstances, and this is what James Hogan is why I brought the good pastor in here this morning, because he offers so much insight and hope and wisdom. She writes, Marty, I listen to you every single day. I wanted to reach out about something tragic that has happened. This is the hopelessness that's out there right now, folks, and how I think we need to help each other get through this madness. Marty, I listen to you every single day. I wanted to reach out about something tragic that's happened. My grandsons, aged 20 and 22, had COVID. My younger grandson developed a severe mental disorder and is right now in Western Psych, not doing well. Even more tragic, my older grandson committed suicide Monday, this week Monday. He couldn't deal with it anymore. I am so heartbroken. What do I do? I gotta help her, man. And I'm trying to get her on the phone, not on the show, but on the phone. Doctors, psychiatrists, counselors. Does someone need a new home? Do you need some sort of funding? What the hell can we do? But I'm telling you, this is the sense of despair that exists in our culture today. At the end of the day, unless we help, this climate of fear and acting out will only get worse. Pastor James Hogan, we're in a bad place in that regard, are we not, sir?
We are. We need to not lose sight, though, Marty, that all around us there are people that are giving every day. There are people that are hearing about other people's tragedies and going to sit at their side and let them talk. And there are people that are rallying to the cause. We don't hear about that because that's not newsworthy, but it's happening all around us. We need to invest in a new generation of people and teach them how to be there for one another and how to build people up instead of tearing them down.
Hey, you're in an environment and a church where you constantly have to preach positivity because you're in a community that has suffered from poverty, from violence, from drug abuse, from job losses, tremendous stress in that community. What do you do to keep folks together? What have you done that's working? Because it obviously is because your church is growing rapidly as you move into a new building, sir.
You know, what we've found more than anything is that being there for people and them becoming part of the fabric of the culture of the church where they want to be there for others becomes a sort of a snowball effect. People that kind of come in tentatively and are like, I'm not sure about this. Once they find out, wow, people look at us like we're weird. Like two guys will be leaving the building and they'll say, hey, love you, man. I'll talk to you later. And they're like, wow, two guys just told each other they love one another. You know, it's like, that's not masculine. That's not macho, but we really have a culture of love and that gets to be contagious. People are so hungry for it. Sadly, we shouldn't be this hungry for it. But after a year of isolation and all the pitting of one another against each other, we definitely are hungry for it.
All right, so let's get personal. You have struggled physically, but also mentally. Burnout, overworked, lack of words, lack of inspiration because you're beat up yourself. How did you get through it, and how do you make it through, sir?
I've got a great group of people surrounding me. And, like, right, I have surgery coming up next week, and I had a medical emergency a couple weeks ago and had to get hauled off in an ambulance. And immediately, all of the people around me, from my sons to my assistant at the church to all the guys in our men's group and to a lot of the ladies at the church, everybody just stepped up and said, what can we do? How can we pick up the load? And that's just such a blessing. We didn't have that originally. Originally, it was just a few of us and not many were stepping up. But I'm telling you, it's been such a blessing to see how the culture has snowballed. It's been a long slog, but as you see people actually getting it, the light bulb didn't just come on, it stayed on, and it became contagious. It's just a big blessing.
My man, family, community, each other. It's the only way we get through this. Ain't going to be a handgun permit, my brother. It's just not. Thanks, man. Talk to you.
Have a great day, brother.
He's a great man. It's not going to be a handgun permit. Just not.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.